I guess the clue to this extra edition of Organ First Radio this month is in the title of that musical intro, recorded especially for us by John Kiffin, because it can't have escaped your notice that our very own Queen Elizabeth is 90 years of age. And in the coming weeks, there are all kinds of celebrations taking place around the country in honour of this great lady. So I've gathered together just a few compositions that I believe pay musical tribute to Her Majesty, commencing with a piece of music that actually bears her name. Played by Nigel Ogden on a much-travelled Wurlitzer that began life in the Gaumont Cinema Oldham, but which now resides in Victoria Hall, Saltaire, this is Eric Coates' composition, Queen Elizabeth, from his Three Elizabeths Suite, played on the Wurlitzer when it was in the Ritz Ballroom in Brig House. Queen Elizabeth from Eric Coates' Three Elizabeth Suite, performed there at Brig House by Nigel Ogden. Now, one of the biggest royal birthday events will take place on June the 12th, the day after what is known as her official birthday. And if you were lucky enough to have got one of the £150 tickets for the patron's lunch, you'll receive a hamper of goodies that you can then join in the celebrations by being part of perhaps the largest of all the street parties to be staged, this one being Down the Mall. The stirring march Down the Mall, composed by John Belton and performed there by John Mann on the enlarged Hill Norman and Beard organ in the famous Dome in Brighton. Here's a couple of contrasting tunes, both with military content. The first is a delightful little piece, originally written for piano, but which Penny Whedon featured on one of her albums back in 2001. It's called The March of the Royal Guards, and it's played on her Yamaha EL900. And then that's going to be followed by Armsby Bancroft at the Wurlitzer that used to be in the James Finnegan Hall in Eston, where he performed When the Guards Are on Parade. Thank you. Two contrasting numbers there. The March of the Royal Guards, played by Penny Whedon on a Yamaha EL900, and then that was followed by When the Guards Are on Parade, played by Armsby Bancroft on the Wurlitzer organ that used to be in the James Finnegan Hall in Eston. Here's two more numbers which I think go together nicely on this special occasion. The first is a little number composed by former broadcasting organist Stanley Wiley, which he called Mink and Pearls, and to play it, we'll hear Ian Flitcroft at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. And that'll be followed by a delightful little theme tune from the 1950 film So Long at the Fair. It's called Carriage and Pair, and it'll be played by Peter Haywood on the Hohner Symphonic D98. But firstly, some Mink and Pearls. And believe you me, there's going to be a lot of those about on this royal occasion.
Thank you.
Firstly, we heard Mink and Pearls, played by Ian Flitcroft, someone we don't hear a lot of these days in theatre organ circles on account of his many other business interests, but a fine player nevertheless. The second item, Carriage and Pair, I'm pretty certain that Peter Haywood is the only organist to ever include it on an organ recording, and I always remember it because it came from one of the first films I ever screened in my cinema projectionist days some 70 years ago. Well, like I said, I can imagine there's going to be plenty of excuses for street parties and the like, especially in the Hampstead Heath area down at the Old Bull and Bush, played now by Klaus Wunderlich, who has deftly woven in some distinctive beer keller references to this famous old Cockney music hall song. Down at the Old Bull and Bush, played there by Klaus Wunderlich. Well, let's keep the atmosphere going now with Mark Shakespeare at the Boehm Diamant Organ with Happy Birthday. Thank you. The late Mark Shakespeare, and playing their Happy Birthday, that popular Stevie Wonder number, which he actually performed for Her Majesty at her Diamond Jubilee concert in 2012, which in itself was a great day. Great Day, played by Lynn Larson on the huge Wurlitzer in the William Brown Residence, an organ that originally began life in the Paradise Theatre Chicago until its removal in 1948. I'm going to remain with Lynn Larson for this next item, played on an even larger instrument, that of the Wichita Century 2 Center in Kansas. Back in June 1953, when our beloved Queen was crowned in Westminster Abbey, composer William Walton wrote a march especially for that occasion. It was called Orb and Scepter, and here's Lynn Larson to play it in all of its majestic glory. Thank you. Auburn Scepter, played there by Lynn Larson. In her many years as our Queen, there have been numerous Royal Command variety performances where the good and great from the world of variety, music and the arts are invited to perform. I doubt very much that such an honour is actually by Royal Command, but even so, organist John Howlett composed a tune with that very title, Royal Command, played for us now by Brian Rodwell on the 3-manual 9-rank Compton that used to be in the Gaumont Cinema in Coventry. Royal Command, played by Brian Rodwell. I wonder how many of you watched the television documentary on the Queen transmitted on Easter Monday. Now, I couldn't help but notice her husband and daughter Princess Anne were both conspicuous by their absence, but that apart, one of the people interviewed was asked how they summed up this wonderful lady, and the reply was concisely accurate. Amazing grace. So what better tune than that Christian hymn published in 1779 with words written by the English poet and clergyman John Newton, played for us now by Howard Beaumont on the Versi Omega model. Amazing Grace. Thank you. One famous orchestra was that fronted by Count Basie, and for the 1957 Royal Command performance during the band's second tour of this country, they appeared in a lineup that night which included Judy Garland, Vera Lynn, Mario Lanza, Max Bygraves, Harry Secombe, Arthur Askey, Tommy Cooper, Winifred Atwell, Gracie Fields, Alma Cogan, Tommy Steele, The Crazy Gang, and Bob Monkhouse as the compere. Ask yourself, where do you ever see such a gathering of diverse talent as that in this day and age? Anyway, for the occasion, the Basie Band played a composition by Thad Jones, one of the band's most famous members. It was called simply HRH, and in this album, sitting in with the big bands, Alan Haven plays that very number for us right now. HRH, played there by the late Alan Haven on electronic keyboards. And that almost brings me to the end of this special programme of music to celebrate just a small part of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's 90th birthday. no doubt a royal event whichever way you look at it, and with that particular composition by Trevor Stanford, better known as Russ Conway, played for us now by Nicholas Martin on Technics. This is Alan Ashton reminding you that unless you've missed it, the usual monthly edition of Organ First Radio is still running concurrent with this one until the end of the month. A royal event? Okay, take it away, Nick. With Royal Britannia, that brings me to the end of this musical tribute to our most gracious Queen Elizabeth in this, her 90th year. 64 of them in which she has reigned over us and the Commonwealth, a lady who is respected the world over. Happy birthday, Mum.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.